blah, 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 blah.
Is that Greta Thunberg?
Greta Van
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Greta Thunberg.
Hey, let's talk about Kim Kardashian.
Blah, 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 blah.
I got a drop now.
Blah, 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 blah.
You're so happy.
Kanye did what?
Blah, 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 blah.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, you get an hour of that. This guy wants to know if he's an asshole. And I'm gonna
go with yeah. I'm saying yes right off the bat.
I'm gonna say that you're gonna hate this guy, but okay. I understand. I can just say I understand what this guy's going through. My parents had a cat that was a nightmare cat.
Okay.
So you couldn't even walk in the room, the cat would like scratch at you. I mean, it just it hated life. It was just the meanest cat. And so this guy had that cat too. Couldn't stand the cat. The cat would always scratch him every time he'd walk in. Extremely aggressive, he says. Hissed at everybody. Didn't use the litter box half the time. My wife insisted that we kept the cat though. Because
Can you train a cat? Can you start to train a cat to not be
there's that guy that looks weird. He's on a TV show. He tries to go to your house and fix the cat. He ain't fixing a cat.
Oh, please tell me the name of the show is Catastrophe.
No, I don't know what it is. It's cat something, cat, whatever.
But what a waste.
Cats have their own minds. I mean, they're aliens. They're not going to listen to you. Okay. I'm surprised they use the litter box. They do that just because they have to. But they hate everybody, and my cats hate everybody. So this guy couldn't take it anymore. He's like, I'm being held hostage by my own cat. So his wife went out of town for a week. He took the cat to a shelter. It's a no-kill shelter. So
okay.
At least he took the cat there. And it was a black cat. So he went to the pet store and got another black cat. And it's been going on for 6 years now, and she has no idea.
Wait, she doesn't know that the black cat that was at her house that used to claw at them and hiss at them, and then suddenly one day was lovely and sweet and crawling in their lap, she didn't know it wasn't the same cat?
It answers to the original cat's name. My wife knows nothing. She loves this cat and brags about how much better behaved it is the older it gets.
Oh, she thinks that it just got older, so it just got nicer.
Right. So this cat is just amazing. It loves on you. It likes it uses the litter box now, and it's just the greatest cat.
Okay.
So owner.
What's the question?
So the owner of the cat died of a heart attack. So you know the cat was kind of skittish when they first got it. Now it's just the perfect cat. But he's saying every time he sees the cat, he feels like shit, like a total piece of shit, because he hasn't told his wife. She still thinks it's Fluffy.
Right.
So he wants to know, should he tell her that's not Fluffy, or just let it go and just feel like crap every time you see the cat?
He should never tell her. He should never tell her. And here's why. I think couples should have some secrets from each other. I think it's okay to have some secrets.
That's a pretty big one.
Well, it's really not, because if you think about, like, you know, a secret being I slept with your sister, that's a big secret that's very damaging and hurtful. The fact that he replaced an evil, hissing, scratching cat, I mean, it actually shows love on his part that he didn't want his wife to miss a beat and have a cat that is, you know, happy and loving and whatever. And he gave a new cat that needed a home. And the fact that was a no-kill shelter, they probably found a place for that cat. And maybe even the guy you said, or maybe somebody that has a show called Catastrophe, because that's the best name in the world, picked up that cat and trained it. Now that cat is a lovely cat somewhere else. You know, I feel like, okay, it's okay to have secrets. This is one of those things where if he felt guilty after a month or two and was like, let me tell her, but 6 years, 6 years have passed, that ship has sailed. Only bad things can come of it. You know, it's the same thing as when you cheat on your spouse, you make a mistake. Let's say like you go on a trip, a work trip, and you go to like Amsterdam and you visit a prostitute or you sleep with a coworker or something just one night and then never again. And you decide it's never going to happen again. You made a huge mistake. If you come home and tell your significant other, you are only hurting them and ruining their life. All you're doing is making yourself feel better, which is even more selfish. So if the wife is happy with the cat and the cat is happy at this house and she's bragging about this cat and the cat's happy, the only person that he is going to make feel better in this scenario is himself. And that is incredibly selfish. So I think this is the kind of thing, dude, you made your bed. You're going to have to take this to your grave. You cannot tell her ever.
If you get into a big fight one time, and let's say she gets into a big fight with you and she goes, I slept with your brother. That's not even fluffy. It might come out that way somehow that, you know, you say things in the heat of the moment that you regret. He might blurt that out one day.
Well, that's his problem. Like I said, this is something that he did. It's been 6 years. Again, if it was like a month or two, I would say, look, you're going to have to tell her. Maybe even like get that other cat back and try to make it work with both cats, whatever. But after 6 years, that ship has sailed. That ship has gone back and forth to Puerto Vallarta, docked, came back to Miami, went back to Puerto Vallarta again. That ship is actually in dry dock being cleaned and painted from all the times that it traveled back and forth to Mexico. That ship is more than sailed. It is. That's done. That's the Titanic.
He even drove the original Fluffy to another state. So just in case she went to the pet store and went, that looks like Fluffy. No, he took it to a whole different state. He took that cat for a ride.
Yeah.
He's like, we're going to Illinois. Sit tight, cat.
But he made sure it was safe. He sent it to a place that is a no-kill shelter that probably found a home for it, because that's what they do. Or the cat is still there and living there. Mm-hmm. You know, like our friends at Little Shelter in Huntington, Long Island. That's what they do. That's a no-kill shelter. And they make sure that everybody gets a home. And if you don't get a home, you live here now. That's why we have a cattery. So I feel like it's too late. That it's too late. And again, it is incredibly selfish to tell her now.